Good evening, Eastern Sierra. You're watching Eastern Sierra Now, the show where we bring you all the local news that matters, sprinkled with just the right amount of sass. I said sass. And, of course, Sierra Sunshine. Today's lineup has a little bit of everything, from fresh snow and school pride to local sports and maybe even a bite or two of something, well, delicious. So settle in, because we're diving into the stories that keep our small towns buzzing. And hey, but before we get rolling, a big thank you to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They're here to keep your four-legged friends happy, healthy, and maybe just a little bit less dramatic during vet visits. While you're here, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media, because who doesn't want their daily dose of mountain magic and local flavor right on their feed? Oh, and speaking of flavor, it's National Chicken and Waffles Day. So if you're looking for a sign to treat yourself to a sweet and savory masterpiece, this is it. We're not saying it's newsworthy, but we're also not saying it isn't. All right, let's get to it. The Bishop Union High School Mathletes kicked off their 25-26 season with a strong showing. At the September 17th meet, they scored 28 points, placing second behind Tehachapi High School Mathletes, whose total was 32 points. Behind Bishop were Boron High with 25 points and Rosamond with 22 points. Several individuals from Bishop stood out. Bryce Coakley and Amaya Hayes placed third overall at 7 points each. Caleb Fitt and Granite Pouvel, sorry if I got that wrong, buddy, placed fourth, 6 points. And Joseph Barrow, Tegan Orr, and Ben Rowan each scored 5 points. Coach Didi Buchholz noted that the season is off to a great start and that tryouts were crowded as interest from students soared. Bishop now fields 49 JV and varsity mathletes and is ready to challenge Tehachapi in upcoming meets. That's the latest on the mathletes. Stay tuned for more coverage of local scholastic successes. Tuning to recreation and travel news, the region around Mammoth Lakes has seen freshly fallen snow just as the fall foliage remains vibrant, setting the stage for both seasonal beauty and early winter anticipation. Winter's arrival coated the landscape, creating a striking contrast with the autumn colors and is building excitement for the upcoming opening of Mammoth Mountain, whose 72nd season starts November 14th, conditions permitting, of course. For those looking to plan a visit, the destination offers weekly fall color updates via its blog and a fall colors newsletter. There's also a new AI powered travel assistant called Sierra on visitmammoth.com to help plan your trip. Upcoming events around Mammoth Lakes include Morrison's Bonus Derby weekend, October 24th through the 26th, Pumpkin Scrub making on October 29th, Halloween events on October 31st, and the Ambush the Lake Fall Fishing Derby through November 15th. So whether you're chasing golden aspens or early laps in the snow, Mammoth Lakes is offering something for every season. Look, if your pet could talk, they'd probably say something like, "Hey, baby, don't Google my symptoms again, Raggy." I tried. Just take me to the Bishop Vet, okay? At Bishop Veterinary Hospital, your furry, feathered, and yes, even slightly scaly family members are in caring hands. From routine checkups to emergency care, their team is dedicated to keeping your pets happy, healthy, maybe just a little bit spoiled. Because around here, pets aren't just pets. They're part of the family. At Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they get that. So whether it's time for a wellness visit or your dog just ate something mysterious again, trust the team that knows how to treat your best friend right. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, Bishop Vet, where tails wag and peace of mind comes standard. In Mammoth Lakes, the day's activity doesn't end when you step off the trail. They're promoting what's called Après Adventure Eats, meals that match the intensity of your hike, ride, paddle, or ski. The concept encourages pairing your outdoor effort with something memorable: warm cinnamon rolls after a sunrise hike, a craft cocktail after a mountain ride, or a hearty dinner to cap a day on the slopes. The message is clear. Dining here is not just fuel. It's very much part of the adventure. Come hungry, leave inspired. If you're planning a trip to Mammoth Lakes, remember the trail ends when the plate begins, and that might just make your visit all the more memorable. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. All right, on to the events section. Up first, we have a ribbon-cutting event for 395 Financial Planning at the Fun Shop starting at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Also, tomorrow, stop by the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center for the Bishop Paiute Community Marketing starting at 5 p.m. Over at the Warming Hut in Mammoth, take part in the Not Your Grandma's Bingo event in support of Wild Iris starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow. In Mammoth, stopping by the Mammoth Brewing Co. for their weekly trivia night event starting at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, check out Cassie Dunn performing live at Shelter in the Village starting at 6 p.m. At Distant Brewing, take part in Eastern Sierra Pool's weekly pool tournament starting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And lastly, C5 Art Studios is hosting an ecstatic dance event on Wednesday starting at 6:30 p.m. That's all we have for today, but don't forget to visit easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, or just download the mobile app. Time for your Eastern Sierra sports update, brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where the brisket is as serious as the Broncos game face. The varsity extended their dominance in the High Desert League, moving to 3-0 in league play with an impressive 43-0 homecoming victory over the California City Ravens. Their overall record now sits 6-2. The shutout win underscored how well the Broncos are executing on both sides of the ball. And looking ahead, mark your calendars for this Friday. The Broncos host the Desert Scorpions at 7 p.m. It's a home game, and you can bet the Broncos will be hungry to keep the momentum rolling. The JV squad is scheduled to travel to Tonopah this Friday to compete against their high school. After the game, head over to Copper Top Barbecue. Fill up, celebrate the win, or plot the next one. Outstanding football deserves an outstanding meal. That's your Broncos update. And one more quick reminder to all the other high schools in the area. Don't forget to send us your scores, man. We're here for the whole Eastern Sierra. So Huskies, Golden Eagles, Warriors, all of you, we know your kids are just as good, and we love to share it with the world. Let's get these student athletes the recognition they deserve. Stay tuned, stay fired up. If you know the athletic director of those schools, call them, email them, whatever it takes, flare gun. Let's get these out there for the kids. It'd be really nice to talk about other schools once in a while.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, Eastern Sierra, let's talk about the forecast, because Mother Nature's got mood swings and we're all just along for the ride. Starting off in Bishop, today is looking sunny and mild with highs hovering around 77 degrees. That's right, fall said, I'm here, but summer's ghost is still haunting us in flip-flops. Overnight lows drop into the lower 40s, which means it's still campfire weather, but maybe just one blanket this time, not the full quilt collection. Tomorrow brings a few clouds and highs dipping slightly to around 79. Still pleasant, the kind of day that makes you want to accidentally take your lunch break outside. By Wednesday, we cool off even more to the upper 60s with a light breeze sweeping through and maybe some rain, perfect for pretending you're in a shampoo commercial while walking down Main Street. Now, up in Mammoth Lakes, the story is a little bit different. As usual, today will start bright and brisk with highs around 64, lows in the 20s. Yep, Mammoth mornings still believe in frost because it builds character. Tomorrow stays cool with temps around 65 degrees. Expect a few passing clouds like nature's version of hitting snow. And by Wednesday, highs fall into the low 50s with a chance of some light afternoon wind and possible rain showers. So whether you're layering up in Mammoth or rolling your windows down in Bishop, enjoy it while it lasts, because in Eastern Sierra, the weather changes faster than a tourist trying to parallel park on Main Street. That's it for today's show. From the Mathletes to Mammoth Snowflakes and everything in between, we've covered the highs, the lows, and the downright delicious. A quick reminder, our Epic Eats poll, all about food trucks, has been extended through November. So make your voice heard. Head over to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats and vote for your favorite local food truck. Bragging rights and possibly eternal local glory. Those are on the line. And of course, we couldn't do it without Bishop Veterinary Hospital, today's sponsor. Big thanks to them for supporting the show and for keeping our community's pets feeling their best. Don't forget to like and follow and subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube and social, because around here, the news never sleeps. It just refuels with a side of chicken and waffles. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been your Eastern Sierra Now update, where the views are high and the stories, where they're even higher. I don't think that came out right. See you next time.